Hello, and welcome to the EU Auditors podcast series on transport megaprojects. By 2030, the European Union plans to connect the continent through a network of motorways, railways, and inland waterways. These large transport infrastructures should improve connections between national networks along 9 European corridors on the Trans-European Transport Network. This will enable both people and goods to travel seamlessly across the Union. To complete these corridors, large transport megaprojects with a cross-border impact are currently being built. What role has the European Commission played in these multi-billion megaprojects? Were they well planned and cost-efficient? Have there been delays and cost overruns? Will they fully deliver the expected socio-economic benefits? And what is the situation on the ground? We at the European Court of Auditors have looked into all these questions. We selected 8 of these multi-billion flagship projects in 13 member states. The total cost was €54 billion. We assessed the Commission's role in their planning, time management and cost management. And of course, we also checked how they were carried out and supervised. Our auditors conclude that key cross-border transport megaprojects in the EU are progressing more slowly than expected. 6 of the 8 multi-billion projects we audited, including access lines, are unlikely to be operating at full capacity by 2030, as initially planned. This will further postpone the completion of the core Trans-European network and put at risk the effectiveness of 5 of its 9 corridors. One of these very large transport flagship projects is the A1 motorway in Romania. Let's have a look at what the EU auditors found and recommend. What is the A1 motorway? The A1 motorway is a 582-kilometre stretch of Romanian highway on the Rhine-Danube corridor, linking Bucharest and Nădlac on the Hungarian border. It is part of the transport backbone between Central and Southeastern Europe via Hungary. What did the auditors find? It is very unlikely that the motorway will be completed by 2030. This is because certain sections have not even been planned yet, and they will take a long time to build. One such section is the vital piece of road linking Sibiu and Pitești. The auditors also found that the consultation process did not give a full hearing to all stakeholders. The motorway is being planned and implemented in numerous small sections, each of which involves separate contracting arrangements and local authority permits. In most cases, this heavy bureaucratic load is a hindrance to efficient implementation. On average, a construction permit is required for every 7 kilometres and an environmental permit for every 26 kilometres of motorway. The cost estimate currently stands at €7.3 billion. However, the auditors warned that not all sections have yet been planned. As of mid-2019, the EU had provided €995 million in co-funding for this megaproject. Some stretches of the motorway are up to 79 months behind schedule. The total delay in construction work is 8 years. These delays have brought significant negative impacts, such as daily traffic jams, bottlenecks, and reduced road safety. Road users are still being forced to use more dangerous parallel two-lane roads on which the accident and fatality rates are far higher than for Romania as a whole. In recent years, there have been 92 full-frontal collisions. The auditors also noted cases in which EU money is not being put to best use. One completed stretch of motorway between the towns of Lugoj and Deva cost €12.4 million in EU co-funding, but is still not in use. In another location, €3.7 million in EU co-funding was wasted when 2 road sections from Lugoj to Deva and Deva to Orăștia were wrongly interconnected. So what do the auditors recommend? To support sound financial management, we at the European Court of Auditors recommend that the European Commission applies the available tools to enforce the long-term planning of megaprojects. It should require better analysis before deciding to provide EU co-funding, and the Commission should further develop its implementing decisions. Finally, the role of European coordinators should be strengthened to improve the supervision of strategic multinational corridors right across the EU. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to hear about 7 other megaprojects we have audited, please go to the website of the European Court of Auditors or check them out on our social media channels. Our Twitter feed is @EU Auditors, all in one word.